At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Are you kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. This is the Tuesday, July 27th live show. I'm Gary.
I'm Chris.
And Chris, everybody wants to talk about realignment, it feels like. Everybody wants to talk realignment, and that's okay. We'll talk a little bit about that because there has been some news, but not a whole lot. We've got NFL camps opening up. We got some unexpected faces. We have got Barstool doing their thing. We got the Olympics going on. Lots to discuss before we get started. Go ahead and let you guys know the website, winningcureseverything.com. There is a link in the description. You can go ahead and check that thing out, and we would certainly appreciate that. Let me swap the scene back over here. But yeah, go ahead and check out winningcureseverything.com. Everywhere you need to be subscribed is right there. Everywhere that you need to follow, the social accounts, all that is right there as well, along with every show or appearance or whatever that we do. So check out the website, and you can always check out the college football show that we do for Sportsbook Review. It is right over there at sbrpicks.com/NCAAF. Go ahead and check out that site. Again, link in the description, or you can search out on YouTube. We've got two more conference preview videos coming out this week. I believe on Wednesday we're going to have the Big Ten. On Friday will be the SEC. You can find it on YouTube. Just search for SBR Picks. Very easy to do. And those videos are rolling right along. And Chris, you just said the Pac-12 wins over 1,000, I believe. So, yeah. And we're, you know, if you'll subscribe over there as well, we're getting closer, but we want 100,000. So go ahead and knock that out. Before everything else, Chris, everything going well today?
Yeah, man. Let's
everything
go.
Smooth. So good. It's been a little crazy. Hey, so my 3-year-old today, as all of you have seen him on the show or heard him or whatever, tried to build a pillow bridge to my coffee table from my couch today. I'm sure that you can imagine how well that went. So he stepped on the bridge. He's got a nice gash right in between his eyeballs. Had to go get stitched up or glued up or whatever. But there's blood all over my carpet and all over my pillows and everything else. So he's fine. Everything's good. He was eating a bag of chips when I talked to him. Like, everything's cool. But, whew, you want to talk about crazy. Like, my wife called me like 4 times in a row. I mean, it was nuts. Absolutely nuts. So everything's good with that. I'm ready to talk football. Let's start off with the first topic of the day, and that would be Oklahoma and Texas have officially left the Big 12 as of July 1 of 2025, and they have now officially requested membership to the SEC as of July 1st, 2025. Now, this is just semantics. It's just going through the process. It is what it is, right? We all knew that this was going to happen, but it is now official. And the SEC released a statement, and it was the whole, you know, Greg Sankey thing of, oh, I'm so surprised. Like, this is great that you guys want to join. I had no idea, which is all bull because this has been going on for 6 months. Like, it's ridiculous. But now we are talking about, okay, they put in that language of, yeah, we're going to join in 2025. And I just don't believe that there's any chance that they're going to stay in their respective leagues until 2025, right? That's just not going to happen. What did you say the other day the buyout was? I think like 125, 125 million.
Yeah, $125 million a piece.
Yeah. So Texas can get out of that by actually doing like the Longhorn Network deal. They can be bought out of the Longhorn Network. There's still $160 million that ESPN would owe them over the life of the contract.
That's fine. That just means Texas isn't paying it. ESPN's paying it.
Correct.
But that's irrelevant to the eight teams. They don't care where the alimony check's coming from as long as the alimony check comes in.
Yep, you are correct. So do we think that ESPN would pay for Oklahoma as well?
Doubt it. Because they don't have a contract with Oklahoma. Why would they pay for Oklahoma?
Yeah, it's like, so now I'm trying to figure out, do you bring in both Oklahoma and Texas at the same time, or do you bring in Texas as a 15th member 2 or 3 years before Oklahoma could actually get there?
Oklahoma come up with $125 million.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know. Money is nothing at this point if you're going to be making an absurd amount of money with the SEC. And on top of that, ESPN, so the CBS deal runs out at the end of 2023, I believe. If ESPN wanted to come in, if Texas joins next year, which is much more plausible today than I guess we thought it would be yesterday. We thought maybe it'd be a couple of years. But if ESPN wants to go to CBS and try and buy them out of that game of the week for the next however many years, I guess next two seasons, then you could start seeing the ESPN SEC game of the week on ABC starting next season. And then you've got your Texas-Georgia and Texas-Florida, Texas-Alabama, whatever it is, right? You've got these big-time matchups for that prime slot, which was already a prime slot anyway with the teams that were there. But yeah, I mean, this is moving very quickly now that the news has come out. The other thing that came up, did you see the article in USA Today about the projections for the league?
No.
The amount of money that the SEC is projected to bring in with both Oklahoma and Texas as a league member starting in 2024-2025, the SEC as a conference would bring in more money than the NCAA as a whole. The NCAA is projected that season to bring in $1.28 million. The SEC would be $1.32 billion. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I mean, it's the reason, it is the sole reason they're doing all of this.
Yes, it is all money. I mean, it's absolutely all money. So, of course, We have other things to discuss around the realignment stuff, but this just moves. Is this as quickly as you thought it would move? Like, did you think this was going to happen like next year?
No, I have no idea about. I didn't really have a feel for how quickly it was going to happen. I'm glad it's happening quickly, but you know, until something new actually happens, we're just saying the same thing every week, every day.
That's kind of what it seems like.
But we control that. You know that, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, this is only the second show that I've done, and now we actually have official talking points.
But making it like Facebook official doesn't change anything. What we just talked about today is the exact same thing we talked about in the last show. That they're going to request to be out officially. They did that, and the SEC is going to request to be whatever. Like that's gonna happen. That's what happened.
Matt jumps in on YouTube. He said they have the freedom to join any conference to go 11-2 and lose by 30 in the first round of the playoff. Yeah, that's about right. By the way, if anybody wants to jump in, I see the numbers. There are people watching. If you want to be a part of the show, jump in on the chat. It is right there. Any of these different platforms, you can jump in the chat, and it will populate right there on your screen in the bottom left-hand corner. So if you want to be part of the conversation, you can do that. Help drive the narrative, whatever it is. The Big Ten. Been a lot of talk about what the Big Ten is going to do today. Now, one, I talked about Kevin Warren, yesterday morning. And I don't believe that Kevin Warren has any kind of a plan, any kind of an idea of what he wants to do. But numerous outlets are talking about the possibility of the Big Ten going out to California and grabbing some of the Pac-12 teams. And the ones that are being considered, Oregon, USC, UCLA, Cal due to academics and whatnot. I don't know what to make of that. I mean, 16 feels like a lot for a conference. 18 feels overboard, And then, I mean, we talked the other day about a Pac-12 and Big 12 merger that would be 20. At what point, I mean, I know that this is all just, I don't want to say it's TV inventory, but that's kind of what this is turning into, right? Why is it even a conference anymore? Like, do you feel like there should be some kind of regional base for these conferences?
No, I don't think that necessarily needs to happen. I don't know that you need any. Who would be there to enforce that, by the way?
I don't guess
like, there's
anybody.
Like, who would say, you're too far away, you can't do that?
I'm just wondering, like, if they brought in USC, like, if to the Big Ten.
All right.
I feel like, at least with the SEC, everybody's kind of in this same footprint, right? Texas, Oklahoma, and then over.
How far do you think it takes to fly from Austin to, let's say, Gainesville? Wait, what would you guess that is?
It's probably the same as it would take to fly from Austin,
I don't know,
to
USC to Nebraska. USC,
yeah, probably the same. But I mean, USC to Rutgers is a different thing.
Okay, but all right, yeah, you can get from LA to New York in 3 hours.
Is it 3 hours?
Like, is that oh, maybe it's 5 hours. I don't know. Either way, it's charter. They're not is that a bridge too far? Is that just we just can't cross that barrier?
I mean, I don't suppose so. Like, and recruiting has become national anyway. I just, yeah, you know, you and I both love the sport due to a lot of the regional rivalries and all that. It's all the traditional stuff. And I understand that all that stuff is going away. Matt said it's 5 hours LA to New York. Yeah. I wonder, you know, this is, I said the other day on the show, I don't know that I like this at all because we are losing some of that feeling about this sport. Like, this sport was about tradition and pageantry, and every school has a history. Every school has a story behind it. You know, all these teams have done something in their history before, and buying up these properties, everything's a commodity at this point. Like, I don't know what to make of that. That was the difference between college football and the NFL. Like, if we just wanted to watch the best football, we'd just watch the NFL, right? So
no, but these are still amateurs. These guys are still not the best in the world.
Agreed, but
They would all get destroyed by the next level. So just having a separation between, like, there's already a big difference between these teams and, you know, Austin Peay.
Yeah.
So now you're just going to have another layer of football.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get too up in arms in this stuff. Like, I don't care. Like, what I want is I want it to settle. At some point in time, I want to watch college football. And then I'd like a couple of years to enjoy whatever the hell college football is going to look like without it constantly changing and evolving. That's what I would like.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Like, we can't even get settled into whatever the new thing is before it just completely shifts again, right? Like, we just this whole Big 12 that was just put together with TCU and whatnot was just put together, you know, not even a decade ago. So, I mean, we've had 10 years to be able to get acclimated to this, and now we're shifting again. Like, Missouri and Texas A&M, it still don't really fully feel like SEC members, right?
So no, I disagree with that completely. I think they both have.
I think A&M is entrenched
into the fold. How's Missouri not? Missouri made it to the SEC title their first 3 years of the damn conference.
I don't know. It's a feeling.
That's
a problem, man.
That's not anybody else. That's a Gary problem.
There's a lot of things in this world that are Gary problems that aren't anybody else's problems, and a lot of them have to do with college football. But yeah, I'm so confused. McKinnon, howdy, gents. And I'm not sure how these conferences would come together and laws involving monopolies couldn't come into play or wouldn't come into play. That is an interesting point. Like, how do we govern this? Like, if we're talking about moving away from the NCAA, what gets governed? What is the regulation to this? I don't even know that there could be. Right? I mean, we're talking about academic institutions. Do monopolies even exist with something like this?
What is he worried about a monopoly?
Well, no, he's saying, the bigger conferences can't just buy up all the smaller conferences, but I think they could.
But that's not a monopoly. Like, nobody would have a monopoly. It's complete control over something. All right. The SEC is not going to have complete control over it. They're not even going to have 50% control, much less 51%, which is controlling factors. They're going to have 16 teams.
Yeah. Matt jumped in and said it's going to be the SEC and the NCAA as two different organizations. I did have – so I've got a buddy that works in an athletic department at a G5 school that told me that he thinks that we are rapidly approaching two gigantic super leagues of like 20 teams each, and those are going to be the two big contracts, and then everybody else is just whatever. So –
I still think the people in charge of college football aren't going to allow that. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I think they're not going to allow that. I think they're going to make sure that there's more than just two. Yeah. I think there's a world where they're going to force the hand to make sure there's four or five.
Ryan jumped in. He's at Ryan McCracken, said, why would Texas know you moved to the SEC to be sixth and seventh fiddle? Well, the easy answer there is currently in the Big 12 contract, they were making around $35, $36 million a year. And with this new SEC deal, how much they would be worth would be over, well over $60 million a year.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's almost 70. Double.
Yeah. So double the money. That's the way it goes. McKinnon said, I mean, like one conference or group of schools controlling the majority of money in college football or something along those lines. Well, I mean, they kind of already do that. Like, it's kind of already the SEC and the Big Ten. It's just going to be an even bigger divide. So, I mean, when Memphis football gets $7 million a year off of TV rights for theirs, and LSU and Ole Miss and what SEC schools get $50 million, I mean, there's $43 million difference.
But control, he just, McKinnon's not understanding what actual, like, monopoly laws have to do with anything. Okay, controlling the majority of the money doesn't change anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you have Amazon to
actually have control of the product, and they don't. They don't.
Right, Amazon, Google, all that. Like they don't technically have control of the product, although they are the wealthiest companies in the world. So, same thing. Matt said soon it'll be the SEC is going to compete the NFL. No, that's not happening. That's not happening, my friend. Speaking of the NFL, why don't we go ahead and talk about that? Aaron Rodgers is in camp. I mean, we just talked on yesterday morning's show about sportsbooks believing that he was going to retire this week, and now he is in camp, and he is ready to roll. I'm kind of confused, and right after Aaron Rodgers, we're going to talk about Deshaun Watson and what's going on there, but Rodgers in camp. Like, did this shock you as much as it shocked me?
Well, not the reason nothing shocks me is because we know this is going to happen 2-3 days beforehand. 4 days ago, he was going to retire. But 2 days ago, he was 100% coming back, and everybody knew that. Well, so when he shows up, I'm not shocked at all because the newest information is exactly what happened.
Yeah. I was shocked because this entire offseason, it has felt like he just did not want to be involved. However, with Green Bay, there were concessions that they made in order to talk him back into it, right? Like they're going to talk about his deal or possibly trade him after this season. Like basically it's the last dance Green Bay Packers style, right? I think that's how this looks to be shaping up. Is that how you feel it is?
I think that's an insane comparison. Yeah, people keep making that all over the internet. You're talking about a team that won 5 NBA titles, a guy that won 5 NBA titles in a row. Yes. Yeah, he set out 2 seasons in the middle of that. But the 5 years that he played, and that last season, he knew everything's getting blown up after this. We're comparing Aaron Rodgers and his one playoff win in the last 3 years to that? What are we talking about?
Agreed. I will agree with you on that. I think Come the terminology on. is the thing.
God, we're just so quick to crown people kings of shit, and it's so stupid. Well, this guy's won Super Bowl in his 17 years of playing. Please get off my jock on how great Aaron Rodgers is. He's very, very good at football. Jordan. Let me tell you my biggest problem about this, and let me tell you why it doesn't surprise me that Aaron Rodgers showed up today, okay? But I it doesn't surprise me that he showed up today, because Aaron Rodgers is a diva. He did all this shit in the offseason to do nothing but stir up drama and make sure that everybody brought his name up every day, that all the sports media icons could not go a day worth of TV without talking about him.
You might be right.
He had no ambition to quit. He had no ambition to sit on the sidelines. I should have seen this, because the dude is a diva. He cares about Aaron Rodgers, and he wants everybody to talk about his name and to know his name. And he sits back and he says very little. He looks cool in his t-shirts and his sunglasses. And he tries to, you know, he's grown his hair back and it's all greasy. And he just tries to look like a bum that sleeps on the beach. Let's not get it wrong here, okay? This is a guy worth a gazillion dollars, and he likes having that much power and control. And he sits back and he just tries to play chill. There's nothing chill about him. Nothing at all. He's the least egoing person in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So the restructured deal for Rodgers, by the way, is basically the Packers get their franchise quarterback, and Rodgers gets the 2023 season off of his current deal. Like, it basically, they removed a season. But there were other things involved here between Gutekunst and Rodgers, where, you know, we're going to figure it out. If you still don't like the way things are run after this season, then we'll ship you out. Like, we'll move you. And he'll only have 1 year left on the deal. So wherever he goes after that, let's see, it's Ed Schefter's final tweet on the subject said that Rodgers has secured, quote, the freedom to decide where he wants to play in 2022. But Pro Football Talk said he hasn't really secured that. The contract still runs through 2022. His freedom is in 2023 unless the Green Bay Packers choose to give it to him before then. So, I don't know. It's strange. It's very, very strange. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is Deshaun Watson came to camp. And there's still nothing about the NFL doing anything with Deshaun Watson. Apparently now Houston is okay with trading him.
So I've got opinions on this, and I've read a couple of different other people's things. These are not my thoughts.
Before you dive in, put the notes out there. He now has 10 criminal charges against him, 24 accusations, and the NFL has done nothing. So
ahead and jump those in. Those ten charges, they haven't officially a charge. Like, he hasn't been arrested. You have to be arrested to be charged, Scary. He has 10 criminal claims against him.
Claims, not charges. But you're right.
To charge somebody means you've been arrested, you've read your Miranda rights, and you've been officially told in writing what you're being charged with, what crimes you're being charged with, and that is still zero. So this is something new that I haven't heard. The reason none of these cases have been settled, and the reason these people are starting to try to go after him criminally, is because his attorneys are wanting to make sure after the settlements, there are zero non-disclosure agreements. They're free to talk about them anytime they want. Now, usually the man writing the check is the one that wants the non-disclosure. Okay.
Right.
And the victims want the ability to say, I should have the right to tell my story. This is the other way around. The way I read it, now, understand that I have severe dyslexia, I don't read very well, but the way I understood what I was trying to read is his attorney said they have not settled any cases solely for the purpose that the plaintiff's attorneys, the victim's attorneys, will not do any settlement without non-disclosure agreements. And he says Watson wants the ability to speak freely about how much he had to pay, what actually happened in all of these situations. He wants to be able to tell his side of all of these stories. And the fact that the victims won't let him now moves the needle pretty big in the side of public opinion on him. I don't think that part of the story is being reported very well, because I only saw it one place. I saw it literally like sitting stopped waiting on my truck to be loaded this morning. And I wouldn't be able to reference it or anything right now. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That should have made all over sports news, just like all the accusations made.
Yeah. Yeah. So attorney Tony Busby, who represents the 22 women that are suing Watson, provided a statement to ESPN on Monday. Said, as of today, half of these women have given sworn statements to the police, and almost half have spoken to the NFL's investigative team. Both processes are very lengthy. We expect to provide further information to the NFL from all victims. Rusty Harden reiterated that any settlement could not include a confidentiality provision, which is what you were talking about. I mean, this is...
That's crazy. So usually it's the person stroking the check that wants the confidentiality agreement in there.
I mean, this is strange.
This Why is would strange. You as the victim have a problem with them? I guess they're asking for so much money that they don't want it to be public how much they're getting.
And or maybe how
they're afraid that'll make it.
Like, I mean, because
if you got almost nothing and you settled, I think the victimhood mentality that everyone loves and goes after in this country would just ramp that up for them.
Yeah, you might be right about that. I don't know.
No, if they got 10 bucks a piece, like, it would enrage people, right? And that would make them feel sorry for him, and it would make all the people that hate Watson want to come after him even more. No. I think it's because the number is so big. I think they're embarrassed that it's going to make them look like they're just doing this for money. Now, I'm not saying what I think. I don't know. I wish there was more evidence. I wish there was more. My opinion, I think, is still exact same as it's always been. There's zero doubt with this many accusers, all of them are telling the truth. There's also zero doubt in my mind with this many accusers that all of them are lying. It's just not possible. I don't think he did this to 22 women, but I also think the idea that he didn't do it to any of them is impossible.
So. It's such a strange, because, you know, I'm not exactly the believe all women guy, right? Like, I believe in facts. We hadn't seen the facts. We hadn't seen anything come out about this. Looking at it from a football perspective, with all this stuff that's going on, if you were the GM of any team?
Yes, I'd trade for him right now. I think the reason we haven't heard anything from the league by now is clear. We don't have enough to do anything. They've penalized people with far less evidence.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way you could trade for him and then 3 months later or a month later when games start or whatever, like, the league then step in and say, whoa, we got to do something. The fact that they haven't done anything by now is their answer. But they're not going to have a press conference to bring attention to this. They're not going to step out and say, we've reviewed the evidence and we're not punishing him, because that would only make them look like fools if something bad happens.
Yeah, that's true.
But unless new information comes out, I think the league has given their answer. We're not doing anything. If I was any of these teams out here, I'd go get him. I'd go get him right now, tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Would I pay the 5 draft picks that they want? You know, or 5 assets that they want, you know, with 3 of them allegedly being first round picks. I don't think I would do that.
No, there's no chance I'd do that. No chance. I think the asking price is kind of just ridiculous. And I wonder if Houston is setting that so that, hey, you got to play for us or just not play, period. Like, you're going to get fined.
I think Houston would rather get the assets than have a disgruntled guy, though.
Yeah, but they want a ton of assets, right?
No. Like, but I'm just telling you. So the reports from the same people that I listened to, God, I wish I could quote them or tell you who they were. I've listened to so many different people. Also talked about how the whole thing about him wanting a trade all happened around him wanting to go to Miami. Like, that was just it. Like, he just wants to be in Miami. He likes the way they're building. He likes their assets. He wants to live in Florida. He doesn't want to pay state income taxes. He lives in a state now where he doesn't have to. So if he moves somewhere else, he's got to pay 9% or whatever state income tax is in most of all these other places. Like, that's a lot of money to him. And so I'm thinking, this past year was the perfect time to do that, because Miami had 2 first round picks. Then they've got 2 they can throw in there. So basically you get 3 first rounders. And that would have been a way to make the deal done. But now that they've already selected those guys, if you're Houston, you don't want them. Now you're in a tougher spot, you know, because now are they going to give you 2 more first round picks and Tua? And that's going to be a hard thing to come up with.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that's the price.
Yeah, I mean, and that's an astronomical price, but I mean, it could be worth it. I mean, you get a guy that's as proven as that, and if he's done nothing wrong, then okay, like then we go from there. I do want to jump into the chat because it has gone a little crazy. Jackson Carter, Larry Pilgrim, a lot of guys. Let's see, Matt Miller's in here. He said, as a Broncos fan, we should trade for him, but we won't. And then these guys are talking about all the NCAA stuff. Can the other conferences put a stop to playoff expansion? They can, but they won't because there's too much money involved. Let's see. Matt Miller talking about Aaron Rodgers. The deal makes no sense. I have a feeling the season's going to be awkward and is a bad one for the Packers. I mean, it could have been bad anyway because the schedule gets more difficult. So, Jackson Carter, are you for or against expanding the playoffs? And Jackson said he's against. Larry, you know, asked if his team is a blue blood. Jackson thinks that four teams is enough, six max. I mean, are there more than four teams that are capable of winning a national championship? No. But expanding it, I don't think that's an issue. So they're talking about just wondering, plus I think it would stop expansion. OU and Texas would not leave if the playoffs were only four or six teams, and I don't buy that because there's too much money involved when you're not making the playoff. Power grab to stomp out smaller programs is what's happening, and that's 100% what it is. And, yeah, I mean, it's just all of this stuff about, you know, Larry said hearing rumors of tech companies owning streaming services may get involved. Wouldn't doubt it. Amazon, definitely. Netflix, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is going to be interesting to see what they're going to do. Let me kind of pivot that to what I was going to talk about next, because they bring up streaming, and I think this is a massive thing that we're going to have to talk about.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Barstool has secured the naming rights and the broadcast rights to their own bowl game. Now, partially, I think that this all has to do with the fact that nobody will broadcast the Barstool Bowl, right? ESPN, they handle most of these bowl games. But now it's the Arizona Bowl that was broadcast by CBS. CBS don't want to be in bed with Barstool, and I get that. So now Barstool is going to stream their own college football bowl game. Now, this is a MAC and Mountain West game that happens this year. It's scheduled for December 31st. I will guarantee you that Google and Amazon and Netflix and Apple and blah, 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 blah are all going to be watching to see what the streaming numbers look like, to see how many people are engaged with this, because these are going to be two smaller teams. But I think that this is going to be a massive, massive deal, not just for Barstool, but for college football as a whole, because this is going to open the doors for a lot of these. Now, Facebook has done stuff in the past with Sunbelt teams and Conference USA and whatnot. NFL Network has been doing Conference USA games. Like, the streaming aspect of it, to see whether or not anybody's going to sit down and watch an entire 3-hour football game, is going to be interesting. What were your thoughts when you heard about this, or have you even heard about this?
No, yeah, I knew about it. I'm curious to see how it goes. I'm curious to see the quality of the stream. I'm curious to see how many most people don't pay attention to the odds and ends of what actually it takes to watch a game on TV. Okay.
Yeah.
How many cameras do you have? Who are they going to get to call the game? Because if this is Portnoy and Big Cat, it's not going to be good. I love those guys. That like that's not going to be it might be entertaining for a little bit. The problem is they're not professionals. They're not used to doing this. You need somebody who can do this for 3 to 4 hours straight, because that's how long college football games last. Okay.
Yeah.
Like you can have 20 minutes or 10 minutes where Portnoy comes in and Big Cat comes in and bring different guys throughout the broadcast into the booth to kind of shoot the shit. That's fine. But
yeah.
But they better find – now, they've got the money, and they've got the influence, I think, and they've got the relationship with guys to be able to pull this off. I think they'll do well. But what like I said, a lot of people aren't thinking about – like, I don't know what it costs to not just sponsor a game, but now you've got to bring in cameras, and now you've got to make sure you've got enough views. And – does the NCAA or whoever's putting on the football game, because it's not the NCAA, have any regulations, because plays are reviewable? So you have to have so much camera footage and so good quality of cameras to where you can see everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be nuts. They are going to have
I'm very curious how entertaining it is. The entertainment part is what I'm worried about. The watchability part is what I'm worried about.
Yeah, so that, along with the idea here that this is not just going to be like on the Barstool website. This is going to be on all of their different streaming platforms. You know, right now we're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, whatever, Twitch, etc. Barstool is putting this on all of them on their channel. So you are going to grab from everywhere. In the past, it's been Facebook did their own thing, or Amazon is doing NFL, you know, Thursday Night Football. This is everywhere. If you can get to a point where there is an ESPN or whoever that allows streaming of these games across the board, the amount of advertising dollars is infinite. I mean, just ridiculous. Michael Fritz said maybe they add some of their sportsbook stuff to the broadcast. Yes, 100%. The whole reason why they were doing Arizona is Arizona is starting sports gambling this fall, and that is going to be a big, big market for Barstool Sportsbook. You know, Penn Gaming, that's a market that they want to be involved in heavily, and that's why they're doing this. Larry said, small markets are bigger than people think. Yes, yes, 100%. Like, you get a bunch of small markets together, all of a sudden, you have a major market. Like, that's the way that this thing goes. I'm so curious how this is going to look at the end of the day. It just surprised me. It looks insane.
I hope they do well. I hope they do a good job. This is what I don't want them to do, is to put a lot of money into hype and not a lot of money into substance.
The bowl game deal was facilitated by sponsorship agency Impression Sports, which is a Play a Fly sports company. They also facilitated title sponsorship deals for the Gasparilla Bowl, the Tangerine Bowl, which is now the Cheez-It Bowl, and the Sun Bowl, which is now currently called the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. After Frosted Flakes took the title spot. So this is a creative way of going about it, and I think that this is a smart way for college sports, college football, et cetera, for these bowl games to become somewhat relevant.
Well, yeah, we had last year. I don't remember how many bowl games we ended up having that had no sponsorship.
Oh, it was crazy.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, there was a ton last year.
But it was a significant number.
And now, I mean, you do something like this, it's interesting. There was the question, of course, about whether or not gambling for a college bowl game was going to be frowned upon and whatnot. But, I mean, the University of Colorado signed a 5-year, $1.6 million deal with PointsBet last year.
Like, I was just about to say, a lot of these people are about to get in bed with gambling.
Yeah. I mean, it's a massive thing. Let's see. Larry said, exactly, Chris. ESPN isn't going to like the competition. He said, let's keep programs relevant. Hopefully Barstool Sportsbook comes to New Orleans. Hey, I'd be down. We got to get Louisiana on board. But they got, hey, do you see all this? They got a new board going in. Like, it looks like we're going to get sports books and whatnot in Louisiana. I'm kind of stoked about it. Imagine.
The problem is Louisiana might be doing the same thing Mississippi's doing, which is their local casinos are dying.
Yeah.
And so they're going to add sports books to it, but they're not going to do the mobile stuff because they want the sports book to bring people in, not sit at home and gamble, because they don't make enough money off the sit at home and gamble folks.
Yep. Now you're right.
They want you coming in. They want your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or whatever to be feeding the machines.
Feeding the slot machine.
While you're watching the games.
Yeah. Now, you're right. You're right. We'll close out with this. The Olympics. So, I guess the biggest topic is Simone Biles pulled herself out of the USA team competition in gymnastics today. And, you know, of course, the first thought is, okay, she's got to be injured. Nope, wasn't injured. It was a mental health thing. She was not performing well. She pulled herself out because she couldn't get in the game. She came out and, to her credit, during the press conference, explained, everything's been stressful. I was not myself. I wasn't performing well. You know, I don't know what's going on. I couldn't do it. And we've seen a lot of this. Like, Naomi Osaka did this. Like, she couldn't do press conferences, so she got pulled from Wimbledon because it's a requirement to do the press conferences because she didn't want to talk to anybody. She just wanted to play.
She got pulled from the French Open as well.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm curious about this because my thought was, this is what you train for. You've done this before, but I also am understanding because I get the mental health aspect of this. But it seems like this would be the spot for you to show up and perform for your teammates, right? Like, how? I don't know what to think of this. Like,
I have a lot of feelings about this. They're very mixed and they're very battled.
That's where, like,
I think everybody is. Like, you can't address this issue or topic in 3 minutes on an internet show. It's just too big for that. But your broad points are is, mental health is serious, and all of these professional athletes and Olympic athletes all go through it. They sign up for something that is basically torturous from the time they're, I don't know, 6, 7, 10. They commit their entire lives to this thing. And gymnastics is probably the worst of all of them on what these girls end up having to do with their bodies. Okay. You do all that all during like a massive time where for 20 years we let this monster molest girls. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're getting molested and you're torturing your body and you're going through all these crazy things. There's no doubt. Also, we've talked about this in the past, to be that competitive, as competitive as she is, there's no doubt you're not mentally stable. Like, you're not a mentally normal, healthy person. Because mentally normal, healthy people wouldn't sacrifice what you have sacrificed to be as great as you are. Okay. So I understand that. And I know that that's there. Some of the issues I have are just I know with mental illness, because I, you know, we talk about this, you know, I deal with my own issues. I don't deal with my own shit. And sometimes you're fine and sometimes you're not. And when times are not, it probably is the best thing to just say, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah.
But then there's also times where, is it better for me to grind through this and to gruel through this? And people are kind of, the hard part that I'm dealing with, the struggle that I have on the negative side, which is where, you know, a lot of people would come and attack me on this, is just a month ago, she was doing some type of gymnastics performance. I don't know if it was Olympic trials or whatever. And she wore her little leotard outfit. And she had little diamond or whatever sequence goats all over it. She embraces the fact that she's the greatest of all time. And she is. She absolutely is. She's 24 years old. And the rest of these girls are like 15, 17. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that there's a part where you want to throw your hands up and say, I want to go out and have a beer tonight. I'm done. I don't want to hang out with these teenage girls. I get that. And I don't want to do this thing that I have to do that puts my body through craziness. I get that. I also understand the fact that just a couple of months ago, you were embracing the fact that I'm the GOAT and you were cocky about it. And you were the big swinging dick in the room saying, look at me, I'm going to lead us to gold. And when it didn't go right for you, I feel like there's something there where you need to stay and take your ass whooping, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think of Tom because Tom is my guy, all right?
For those that are watching for the first time, this is Tom Brady.
Yeah. Tom's lost a couple of Super Bowls, okay? He quit when they got hard. There's some of those where, you know, once the game was over, it'd have been easy to not, you know, stick around and not finish the game out and just send Garoppolo in or one of the other guys in. And no, he just Something you just got to stick around. You got to take your ass whooping. I mean, okay?
we absolutely kill basketball players for leaving the bench early in a blowout.
Yeah.
We kill football players for doing the same thing. They go to the locker room before you get to shake hands, all that kind of stuff. Like, and she, don't get me wrong, like, she was back out there in her street clothes, like, cheering the girls on, but I don't know. It just
it's a complicated issue.
Yeah.
Only because she embraces this "F you, I'm the greatest" mentality, and then when it seems to go off the rails, walks away completely. That's the part I had a problem with. And I know that's, you know, I'm a gigantic person that is taking care of myself least of anyone I've ever met in my life, and I'm criticizing this woman who's accomplished more than I'll ever accomplish in 100 lifetimes, living the way I've lived. It's just, it's strange to me. It's conflicting. And if it's so frustrating for you and you got to walk away, that's fine. But then you're going to come back tomorrow and you're going to compete tomorrow.
I think, and you're going to do Thursday? All the end of,
I think whenever,
it's, whenever it is,
whenever.
That, that's that, it kind of makes it must watch for me because I want to see what she's going to do. Like, you're going to quit on the team, but you'll come back for the individual. So
that's the thing that's weird. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the part that I think everybody that has an issue with it, I think that's the part that gives them the issue. I think that's the part that says, because if you really were unhealthy, you know, walk away. And everybody understands that. But like I said, the reason this is a complicated thing for us to try to all understand and digest, you worked your entire life to get to another Olympic. You've worked the last 5 years to get to another Olympics. Okay. Competing and winning is a big deal. And so if you have a chance to still compete and to still win other events, you're going to take it because you're never getting this opportunity again because you're not coming back at 27 years old. It ain't happening.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're 100% right. I mean,
so what is she now, 24? It's a complicated, like, it's a complicated thing. It's a very, very, very complicated thing. I hate that she struggled, and I hate that she stepped out.
Yeah.
I hate that.
But we'll see what she does on Thursday. I mean, who knows? The ratings, how much of this have you watched?
I've watched a lot. I watched a lot of the Olympics.
I turned it on for one night for about an hour. And I don't know what it is about right now. I cannot get into it. I have tried. And I have no idea. And I'm apparently not the only one because the ratings are the lowest that they have ever been in the United States for this Olympics. So I don't know what that is.
But at some point in time, Gary, we have to stop saying that. For the last year and a half, the ratings for everything have been lower than they've ever been. So what are we going to read? When are we going to reconfigure our like our new baseline for? Because we got to stop. We can't keep using 2019 and before stats for television because television doesn't look anything like television looks today.
Yeah.
I'm using it as everything that we've watched, Super Bowls, Monday Night Football, college football championships, baseball, basketball, everything is substantially smaller now than it was in 2019.
Hey, Matt Miller and Michael Fritch both jumped in. They said, no fans sucks. And he said, watching sports without fans throws me off. Yeah, I think, I mean, that could be a big part of it. I don't know what exactly, like on a personal level, like forget ratings, forget whatever. On a personal level, like I've typically, you know, gotten involved in this. I've watched more of it than what I am currently doing. And I don't know I don't think it's the time change. I don't think it's that, you know, it's typically when the Olympics are on, that's the channel that the TV goes to, and I don't know what the difference is.
You're choosing to watch something else. That's the difference, Gary.
Well, no,
you're still at home. You're still on the couch. You're still doing the exact same thing.
Well, no, I'm not.
You're just
not
choosing
watching
to turn the channel on something else.
Yeah, but why am I doing that?
Like, I don't know. I can't speak for it. But a lot of people are because that's the world we live in now.
Yeah,
that's the new normal.
There's more entertainment options for sure.
So for us to continue to use old data and compare new data to that, I mean, that would be like when you bring up Vaught Hemingway being the best coach in Ole Miss history. Like, yeah. Who the hell was alive to see him? Nobody knows what you're talking about right now outside of the fact that the place is named after him. Please stop.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you.
You can't make those comparisons.
Matt Miller said, also, pride in the country is probably at an all-time low in this modern era. And Larry said, true, I'm here watching these guys, not the Olympics. And Michael said, I admit, for me personally, no fans and all the politics turns me off. It sucks, but that's just me. And maybe that's it. I mean, I just stuff doesn't feel the same in the past like year and a half. And I think that's a big, big part of it. So
I don't know. I like these sports. I like watching these sports, and they're only on my TV every 4 years or 5 years now. So I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch. I sat up the other night and I watched, you know, my daughter and I watch all the swimming. She swims. She likes swimming. She's getting into liking gymnastics. Ain't no way in hell I'm taking her to do gymnastics, but that's fine. We are watching. And if she wasn't around, I would still be watching, because I enjoy it. I find this to be entertaining and I like it. And I could pause the season of Dexter that I'm going through and get back in it when the Olympics are over. Yeah. Like, the nice thing about all the stuff that people are watching right now instead of the Olympics, they can stop that shit if they want it.
Yeah, it's
and
it's not live.
Still going to be there waiting on them when the Olympics are over in 10 days.
Now, you're 100% right. I'm hoping that I can get into it before, you know, this whole thing is done and whatnot, because I do tend to enjoy them. I have not been able to get into it for whatever reason.
It's really funny that, like, your phrasing of this is boggling my mind. You're a grown-up. You can do anything you want. You make your decisions, and you're hoping that you can do it. You're hoping that you can do this thing that you control.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, I want to... It's not a ratings thing. It's not a whatever thing. I want that feeling that I used to get when I would watch the Olympics. You know,
I can't help that. You're now almost 40, and so your give a damn for a lot of things has changed. I can't help that. I don't know what to tell you on that issue.
You are correct.
I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell my wife, my kid. I do not take care of myself. They try to take care of themselves. They want me to buy them Apple Watches so they can count their steps. Okay, because they want to walk more. And my argument to them is the same thing I'm going to say to you. If you want to walk more, walk more. You control that. The thing on your arm doesn't control that. You want to watch this, turn the damn thing on. You're the only one that controls that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
If you want to do it, do it. I'm at an age where I can do what I want. You're almost 40, Gary. Do whatever the hell makes you happy.
That's it. Yeah, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Matt said about Simone Biles, she can step away and keep her image rather than performing poorly and hurting that image. It's a lot of weight on her.
I don't know that performing poorly would hurt her image. I really don't. No. We've seen great players lose before, and it doesn't kill them at all.
Exactly.
Does anybody remember the Jordan years in Washington? Yep. No. We all saw it. Guess what? We tuned it out of our brain. Like
100%.
I don't think that would hurt her image. It might hurt her image for 5 seconds.
It might hurt her pride.
In like the pantheon of gymnastics in the Olympics, it'll be forgotten before the next Olympics happens.
Exactly. Matt Miller said most Olympic sports are kind of boring. Also, professionals kind of ruin it as well. I like the amateurs. I don't have a problem.
I really
with
do too. I wish I had the argument with Gary and the guys from Westlot that we're friends with. The big team sports, the baseball, the basketball, the hockey. I really do wish they still used. College players for it, and it's not I don't care about the amateurism. I know if you took a bunch of those guys that played in the College World Series and sent them over to play in this, they would care a hell of a lot more than any major leaguer would ever care.
Yes, 100%.
They're gonna care a whole lot more. I promise you, if you take the best college basketball players that are not going into this NBA draft, not even the best from this past year, and you send them, they are going to care so much more than all those rich bastards care right now.
Yeah. Now, you're right about that. You are right about that.
I don't care if we lose. I just want them to want to be there and to try hard.
I think that's the biggest thing about a lot of this. Like, I think a lot of these athletes that are over there right now don't care. Like,
Kevin Durant is one of the best players in the world, and he just got worked multiple games leading up to this thing. And I'm thinking, the only way that's happening is because you're allowing it to happen, all right?
Yes. Yes.
These guys can't beat you. You're letting them beat you because you just don't care. Oh, that part bothers.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying. It's pretty annoying. All right, you ready to get out of here?
Get out of here.
Is there anything else we need to hit?
Nope, go away.
I don't see any. Go away. Michael said, always entertaining. Thanks for the show, fellas. Giggum. Hey, giggum indeed. Roll Tide. Go Tigers. All that good stuff. We will jump out of here. You guys have been fantastic. We appreciate everybody that jumped into the comments. You guys were lively today, and we appreciate that. So we will continue on. We are getting close to August, and August is football month. We are ready to rock and roll NFL preseason, college football at the end of the month. So go ahead, if you have not already, like the video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. All that good stuff, because all of this stuff's on the podcast as well. So double check it. All that good stuff. Subscribe where you need to subscribe, and head over to sbrpicks.com/NCAAF and sbrpicks on YouTube, and check out our college football content over there. With that said, we will see. Oh yeah, Michael said 5 stars on the podcast. Yes, yes. Put reviews on the podcast. We will read them on the show.
Like the video.
Yes, like the
video. We got like 9 million comments from a bunch of you guys, and only 3 likes, and I'm 2 of them.
Yes, like the video. We appreciate that. All right, we're getting out of here. You guys take care of yourself, take care of each other, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app, visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.